KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. We took last week off for the holidays, but we are back this week, and joining me on the phone is Emily Sinkhorn. How you doing, Emily?
Good morning. Doing well, except for a funny-sounding voice.
It's not too bad. Yeah, I know you picked up a cold while you were on the road, I understand.
Yeah, but definitely got to see a lot of different things over the Thanksgiving holiday, and got to check out some trails on the East Coast and also in Iowa. So it's always fun to get to visit other places and other communities and see what they're doing.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But for today, especially since it's already sounds like it's been a great morning at Wildberries for the holiday food drive, I thought we could continue on that in that realm. And since it is Giving Tuesday, and there's been a lot of hype about how can you contribute locally and nationally to kind of causes that really mean a lot in our community.
So there's lots of them.
Oh yeah, there's lots of them. So really, I think a lot of people wonder, how can I really contribute to making sure we can have a regional trail system? And there really are a lot of ways here locally. We, kind of some of the first ones, we've talked with the city of Arcata a lot about the Arcata Ridge Trail and really making this connection from the north to the south in Arcata for recreation, for hiking and equestrians and mountain biking. And people can contribute to that. There was a great fundraiser a couple weeks ago, the Disco Soleil event that raised funds for the Ridge Trail, but there is also an Arcata Forest Fund at HAF that a lot of people have contributed to, and that has really helped close the gap in the Ridge Trail.
Absolutely, and another thing people can do is volunteer. They can volunteer as a trail steward or lots of other things, too.
Yeah, no, trail stewards is some of the best ways for people to really get involved. There is a Arcata Community Forest Trail Stewards, and they meet the fourth Saturday of every month. There have been dozens of people that have been coming out to these. The last time I checked, they had 60 people, 60 volunteers working to complete a trail section in the Sunny Bray Forest. And also the Hikshari Trail Stewards meet on the second Saturday of every month in Eureka. And if you haven't been down to the Hikshari Trail recently, the Trail Stewards and the California Conservation Corps have planted a lot of new native plants along the trail, especially starting from the trailhead at the foot of Truesdale. So go check that out. Not only are they doing cleanups on the trail, but actively really making it an even more enjoyable public place.
Yeah, it is looking terrific. Of course, for me, the foot of it is right there at the Herrick Elk River exit, because that's the direction I usually get on it from. But I guess it would be that. Would that be the head then? There's a foot and there's a head, right?
That's very true. I think it's funny how the local conversation is the foot of Del Norte, the foot of Truesdale. Mm-hmm. But I guess it would sort of be the foot of Herrick as well.
Sure.
But I think the trail stewards will be focusing on some plantings over on that way as well. So.
And, of course, the cool thing about the Hikshari Trail, which is a wonderful little trail if you've not been on it, is that it is the beginning of what is going to be the Eureka Waterfront Trail, which is going to be coming to fruition very soon, going throughout the entire city of Eureka.
Yeah, no kidding. And they're actively working on that right now. And soon there will be ways to contribute directly towards filling the gap in the Humboldt Bay Trail. So as the city is working from the north and Eureka is working on their waterfront trail, the county will be working, to close the gap between Breakut and Eureka. And soon there'll be kind of ways for people to directly contribute towards that effort.
Yeah.
As the county is heading into more of designs and environmental work on that section in 2015. So that's pretty exciting. There are, you know, for a small area, there's also a lot of bicycling organizations. The Humboldt Bay Bicycle Commuters Association really focuses on the needs of bike commuters, and they also sponsor Bike Month Humboldt in May, which has a lot of activities. So if people are interested in that, they can contribute to HBBCA. And also the Redwood Coast Mountain Bike Association has really been working with the City of Arcata and the Humboldt Trails Council and the BLM to really bring even more mountain biking trails to Humboldt, since a lot of communities have really shown that having a lot of trails really can be an economic development engine for the region.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it draws, you know, more and more tourist dollars are very important to a local economy. And having a vibrant regional trail system will really bring a lot of people out here, because the beauty of this area is, you know, is unsurpassed. And having a trail system that people can go throughout it on a non-motorized way will really draw a crowd.
Yeah, no kidding. And so there are a lot of also regional and national organizations that really have been doing a lot of research on what are those key needs to really make trails and more active transportation an economic driver. You know, one of them that, you know, we had on Happy Trails recently, had a staff member, is from Rails to Trails Conservancy, and they've really been working on rail banking issues and also rail with trail projects and communities, but also focusing on rural areas and why rural areas really also need to invest in active transportation. So they're a great resource and a great organization to be a part of. I know I've talked with a lot of people who have, you know, gone to visit family or, you know, been in the Midwest or the East Coast where there are a lot of rail trails. And, you know, that really stems from the history of having a lot of different rail lines. But they're great resources, and that's what we're, you know, also working on here.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's with cooperation with the North Coast Railroad Authority, it looks like we are going to be doing a rail with trail project to make that Bay Trail a reality.
Definitely. And another statewide organization that people may be interested to look up is the California Bicycle Coalition. And we have had Dave Snyder from the California Bicycle Coalition on Happy Trails a couple times. And this really was the main group that advocated for the legislation that gave us the 3-foot passing rule that came into effect this year, where drivers need to give 3 feet to pass a bicyclist.
Yeah, that was a long time in the coming, and I'm very happy that finally happened. I know it's fairly recent. It was September when it finally went into effect, so there probably isn't a lot of data, but I'd be curious to see how that affects, you know, injuries and fatalities on the roads of California.
Yeah, no, I really will be interested to see when that research, when there's, you know, been enough time. The Humboldt Bay Bicycle Commuters Association are also going to be airing on a couple of the TV stations some ads that talk about the 3-foot passing law in a really fun kind of in a really fun way. So look for those on the TV kind of in the next few months, because I know there's a lot of discussion about how do I know, am I passing, you know, 3 feet or not? So those will help with that.
Wonderful. You were also telling me before we went on air that in your travels, you've noticed that there are a lot of municipalities that are doing things to make things safer for non-motorized transportation.
Yeah, so a lot of larger cities, notably New York City and San Francisco, have really been engaging in a Vision Zero campaign. And that means really envisioning the city where there are no fatalities by traffic accidents. So really looking at reducing the numbers of injuries and fatalities on the road for all for all users. And this this campaign and this action plan has really come out of work in Sweden, where Sweden has had for several decades a Vision Zero campaign, where they have it's not only re-engineering streets, not only using enforcement, but it's also rethinking how the whole education system talks about driving and talks about walking and biking. And really highlighting the choices that we all make when we're driving and when we're walking and when we're biking.
For example, you were telling me that New York changed their speed limit.
Yeah. So the New York City, as part of this whole comprehensive effort, has this month reduced the kind of the overall speed limit within the city to 25 miles per hour, unless posted otherwise. And so this is a big deal. There's so much research that shows that injuries from, getting hit by a car at 25 miles per hour is a lot less than if you're hit at 30 miles per hour or 35 miles per hour. But this is one of the kind of legislative or legal changes that they're making that is really going to make the city safer. So they're really looking at legislation changes, enforcement changes, really having a much more comprehensive education around, traffic safety in place. And so it'll be interesting to see how that works. San Francisco is also embarking on this. And relatedly, the city of Eureka will soon be launching a pedestrian safety campaign in the new year. They have an Office of Traffic Safety grant from the state that was recently awarded, and it really is going to be focusing on safety for all users of the roadway and really focusing on specific education and messaging for pedestrians and drivers. So it'll be really interesting to see how that plays out in the new year. And also how the new Eureka City Council could better support multimodal users. It seems that the Board of Supervisors is set to ratify election results today, and that we really will be seeing a change in the Eureka City Council.
Yeah, there is definitely a shift in the council. So it'll be interesting to see because I know there are a lot of trail positive folks that are coming in on the new council.
Yeah, and people with experience working on transportation safety issues for kind of all users. So it'll be interesting to see what the city looks to prioritize.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on, and again, it is Giving Tuesday, and it's a good opportunity for you to help out one of your favorite trail organizations, and there are plenty that Emily mentioned, where you can volunteer to be a trail steward, or any number of things. Are there any other things we need to touch on before we wrap?
No, but in the next few weeks, we'll be talking with the McKinleyville Land Trust about trails in their properties up in McKinleyville and how those have been becoming a key kind of part of the McKinleyville area and a lot of other things coming up in the I can't believe it's already December.
Yep, it really is. Yep. you take care of yourself and get some rest, drink plenty of fluids, as they say, and
heck yeah.
I'm glad your voice held out for the duration.
Yeah, well, thanks, Cliff.
You bet. Thank you, Emily. This conversation on Happy Trails, as all conversations on Happy Trails, you will find podcasts shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.